You know, in a time right now where nonprofits certainly need our support, and there's sort of two sides to this story. You've got nonprofits right now that are struggling, whether that was the pandemic or even what's happening at the federal level with cuts. But then you also have people who want to give to nonprofits, but they don't know where their dollars are going. So we're sort of at a crossroads right now. But one couple in Milford might have found a really great solution. Joining us now is Christina and Buddy Preet, and they came up with a brand new, it just launched, app. It's called Shopping Anyway, and they join us in studio for more. Thank you both for being here. How are you?
Great. Excellent. Thanks for having us.
I mean, I have to give you guys credit. You guys actually, we met at the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest yesterday, and immediately I was taken by this story. I thank you guys for listening to the show and knowing that nonprofits mean an awful lot to us here at WACC. What is Shopping Anyway? Or first of all, why do you even want to do something like this? Have you guys made an app before?
Never.
No.
This is brand new.
Wow.
So we were always very involved in the community, whether it be volunteering, starting in high school, boards. We've sat on boards of directors. We've just volunteered opportunistically. Milford Rotary, Red Cross for me. I volunteer at Charles Island Reforestation, Purple Pantry Golf Tournaments. We look for these opportunities. So we've always been involved. But in 2015-ish, about 10 years ago, I was very involved in our kids' schooling here in Milford. And I was part of the PTA, and it was a PTA open house. And the PTA, the school open house, the PTA was going to have a table. And we said, do we need anything? And I said, someone mentioned bottled waters. And I said, I can get them. I'm shopping anyway. I probably was going to the store at 8 o'clock at night from the meeting. So that always, it's always been in my head that a little thing can contribute to the bigger need. So that was always kind of ruminating in my head. And then in 2022, our mom had passed away in 2020. Our dad had passed away in 2022. And my brothers and I sold our childhood home in Devon off Rivercliff. So born and raised. You know, my dad was a contributor to many organizations. He was a check writer. He didn't want any fanfare. And I had met with Jen Paradis at the Bethel Center shortly after we sold the home. And she said, yeah, he's been contributing monthly for 10 years. Wow. So I needed to keep that legacy going, you know, and just kind of giving back. And I could have, with this money from the sale of the home, you know, written a check to this organization that he, you know, he had a love for, that sort of thing. But in my head, I'm like, I always kind of thought there always needed to be a better communications tool for nonprofits to be able to quickly, easily, efficiently communicate with their donors, especially when it's opportunistic. We need bottled water for their cooling center. Right.
It's a concrete need. I know where my money's going. Right. I'm going to buy bottled water. It's going to X. Yes.
Right. Yep. So I always had the app idea in my head. I immediately knew it had to be short and simple. I'm shopping anyway. So I went ahead and contacted our various business partners that we've always known. Buddy owns a flooring store in downtown Milford, Ultimate Interiors. So we knew a lot of connections. So we got in touch with an attorney to help us with the business plan, help us trademark Shopping Anyway, which it's now registered. And then and how do you find an app developer? Like, where do you go to find an app developer? This
right.
is a big deal. So I could have gone into New York City and, you know, just... But I wanted someone local, and I had worked with Peralta Design, Ramon Peralta, in
Love
the past.
Him. Yes. Shout out to him.
Ditto. Yeah. I saw on their website, I had worked on a design project for a product in the food industry a few years prior. He had done some design work for us. And I loved the team. And then I saw on his website app development. I'm like, what the heck, right? So I reached out to him. He had to sign an NDA because the idea was sort of still, you know, in its infancy. And the team got right on it. They were very passionate about it from the beginning, which I loved.
Yeah.
You know, so they're in it for the right reasons. They, you know, they're volunteers. They give to causes. And they knew it was coming from a place of, number one, need. Mm-hmm. And number two, you know, this is something that, you know, we can get behind. And we know what your purpose is, right? This is now coming to fruition as my, you know, sort of my next stage, right? And
wow.
we're going to get this going, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how it all came about. So over the last 2 years, really, is how this has come about. We launched Apple in February, but then we were waiting on Android, too. So we wanted Android to come on. So now everybody can download it. So
that's amazing. And again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Christy and Buddy Preet, who created what's called Shopping Anyway. And don't worry, I can already feel the questions from you at home wondering, how do I get on this? How do I know who's which nonprofits are a part of it? Let's start with the nonprofit end of it. How do nonprofits know? I mean, how easy is it for them to be included on Shopping Anyway?
Well, they can actually reach out via the website, shoppinganyway.com. Sign up for a time to sit down and go through the actual process. And we'll walk you right through it via Zoom or in person. And in turn, you'll see how easy it is to know, you know, what's coming when and how much based on who's signing up, because you'll have all that right in the palm of your hand utilizing the app. It's something that there's a nominal cost for the nonprofit, but it's free for the donor. And in turn, it makes it so much easier for people to donate. And it's also going to broaden the donor base for each of those nonprofits, allowing them to accomplish their mission and thrive moving forward, going, you know, down in the future.
And obviously, it's, I would think, platforms like this and the many people you guys know, how, you know, how do you get the word out for people to actually be connected to Shopping Anyway? I mean, it's as simple as downloading the app, I would think, on your smart device. How often would you say it gets updated where, you know, let's say I'm on the app and I donate money for water bottles, like you were saying. But then we find out that the pantry in Milford, they need canned goods. That's what they need. And they just put that on the app, you know, a week later. How often does the app, I guess, get updated, or do you get kind of alerts like, hey, this is a new need? Like, how does that work?
So when you sign up for the app, you'll actually favorite your favorite nonprofit. And when that nonprofit has a need and they post that need, you will get a notification
You
know that, we'll say, Bethel Center needs water bottle for the cooling station. And you can sign up there on the spot, and they'll know that they'll receive an email saying that Melissa signed up to bring a case of water on Thursday at 5:00. And when you deliver it, they can mark it delivered. And then you also get that notification too, that, you know, they've received the product. So it's instantaneously. And then that particular list, if they're needed 100 cases of water and you dropped off a case, that 100, when you sign up for it, will drop to 99. So it's a dynamic list.
Wow. I'm obsessed with this, especially because the idea of Shopping Anyway, it's so true. Whenever we do food drives, or we partner with people and we do food drives and we're right outside of the grocery stores, the reason that those are usually so successful is because people are on their way in and you hand them a list and they're like, okay, well, I'm shopping anyway. I guess I can add this to the list. The idea of giving throughout the year and having almost the notifications pop up on your phone, because I don't know about you guys, I'm at the grocery store at least 3 times a week. This to me is, this could be life changing. Now, of course, I'm curious, does this go nationwide at some point?
Yes. And we built it so that the volume of traffic can take on, at some point, it could be hundreds of thousands of downloads.
Seriously.
Yes. There's 1.8 million nonprofits in the U.S. and it is ready to launch all over. And that's why, when you asked about how do they find out about it, just last week we did the press release, because Android's now on the, you know, available. So yes, we're blasting it out. We're starting with Connecticut. And then we just want to spread the word. We'll talk to any and all nonprofits. Zoom or in person. We're willing to travel, but at the same time, you're going to start to see it more. We've had a social media campaign on all the major socials, but we're going to start to really boost. We're going to put money behind advertisements, and then we're going to create a separate video advertisement for LinkedIn to target nonprofits, so they at least know about it. There's a free trial. I want organizations to get on the platform, feel it out, and then if for some reason they decide not to subscribe to the subscription service, which is based on, I'm keeping it inexpensive for nonprofits under 2 million, you know, the little guys, the ones who, you know, are always looking for donations, always needing to grab, you know, what they can. So it's a one set fee under 2 million. And then it slightly increases over that. But the free trial allows them to engage with their existing donors, possibly bring in new donors, because we'll have advertisements to Facebook and Instagram to get donors on.
Right.
And then once they decide, maybe, maybe not, they'll put it in their budget for next year, for instance. I also want to just allow them to have a static page so that there's no interactivity, but at least they're on the platform. That'll be free. You know, I really just want the exposure. I want, you know, these nonprofits to be able to kind of see and just be on the platform, has that exposure, you know, just have those eyeballs. It's all about eyeballs. There's also very important an opportunity for sponsorship. So right now, for instance, Purple Pantry boxes in Milford are on the are a part of the app. And there can be a sponsorship opportunity. For instance, Ultimate Interiors is sponsors the page so that they help pay for the subscription service, and eyeballs will be on their business as well.
Right.
So that'll help cover the cost. And it's a two-way, you know, because if you have, you know, at some point, hundreds of thousands of eyeballs, you're going to see the sponsorship at the bottom of the nonprofit, which
exactly.
is great, too. So we're trying to make it so that it's nice and easy, you know.
A lot of winning, a lot of feeling good, and a lot of supporting local. Shopping Anyway? No, I'm not asking you. That is actually the name of the app. And for many of you already asking during the commercial break, where do I go to download this? We've got Christy and Buddy Preet here, who are the creators of this app, again, to help nonprofits and also to help you who wants to donate and you want to know where your dollars are going. So when you say, hey, I donated 10 bucks, where did it go? Maybe it went to a couple cases of water that was going to the Bethel Center here in Milford, just as an example. So for people asking, mm-hmm. what are they looking for? If they're on their phone, they're downloading the app as we speak, guys. What do they do? What are they looking for?
So we're on all the socials. I mean, it also appears right at www.shoppinganyway.com. It's the first thing you'll see is for the App Store and for the Google Play Store. So those links will take you right to it. Download it. It's not going to ask you for any financial information. It's very simple. Name, address, email, and phone. You'll get a code to verify. And then once you're in, you know, we don't hold any, Shopping Anyway is the conduit, I like to call it, between the donor and the nonprofit. They'll be able to, the nonprofit can update as much as they want. It's their platform. And then I just let that communication go. What's really nice, too, is it's not only, you know, bottled water and pet food and diapers. There's a volunteers opportunity tab that you can click on. Maybe they need helpers at that food drive at the grocery store for a couple hours to be at the table. And then there's a link to other ways to help, which will take them, again, right to the organization's Eventbrite for the golf tournament, the gala, the a 5K, right? So it's a one-stop shop, I call it, too. And it connects those who, you know, ask, how can I help, with those who say, here's what we need. So once you're in it, you can kind of see it's searchable by category. So, you know, there's food, there's animals, there's foundations, there's religious organizations, whatever your category. And then there's also by your state. That'll get more targeted by zip code as we grow. But right now you can search. So let's say you moved from Milford, Connecticut to Chicago, Illinois, and you still want to find, you know, the local animal shelter because you contributed in Milford. You'll be able to search in your area to kind of see what pops up. And then you favorite them. Once you favorite them, then you'll get the notifications of new needs. And that could be daily, hourly, whatever they want. So, and then for the nonprofit, again, you can reach out to us, info@shoppinganyway.com. We'll have a conversation. We can take you through it. And again, we're on all the socials as well. So there's always kind of a way to find us. Yeah.
I think the main part with also with the app is that it allows the nonprofit to stay engaged with their donor mm-hmm. year round. Mm-hmm. It's not just a holiday campaign or some sort of capital campaign that you're working on. You will be engaged with your donor throughout the year, which is one of the hardest thing, I think, for nonprofits to do.
I agree. I think this is a game changer, like I said, for all parties, whether it is the nonprofit obviously struggling to get the need out there, the donor who wants to know where their dollars are going, even the companies who say, I want to get behind something, the sponsors. I think this is a win all around. Kudos to you guys for creating something that I think is monumental and really can be a game changer for so many. Again, it's Shopping Anyway. And if you want more information, we will give you all the links on our website, voiceofct.com. Christy and Buddy Preet, thank you so much for being in studio, and please give me updates. Let me know how things are going, and kind of, especially the feedback from people using it. I'd love to have you guys back on the show.